It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. When it comes to the early settlement of Jamestown, no individual played a greater role than founding father James Prendergast. Prendergast was born on March 9, 1764 in Dutchess County, New York, to William and Mehitable Prendergast. In 1806, he arrived in Chautauqua County with the rest of his family, but soon returned to Pittstown in the fall of that year. But prior to leaving, it is said that James first found the land that would later become Jamestown while searching for a team of horses that had run away from the home in Mayville. 2 years later, he instructed his brother Matthew Prendergast to purchase 1,000 acres of land where McCray Point is now located. Matthew then deeded the land to James. In 1809, James returned to the area and visited the purchase with one of his employees, John Blowers, and shared his plan of developing a settlement, using the water power from the outlet for a lumbering operation. In 1810, Blowers built the first home in the area, and Prendergast and his family moved to the banks of the outlet in 1811. A dam, sawmill, and grist mill were soon built, and the settlement became known as Prendergast Mills and the Rapids. In 1815, the name Jamestown was adopted, and a year or so later, a post office was established. For more than 30 years, Prendergast would continue to help oversee the development of the community. He owned a mercantile with his brother, was the first postmaster, paid for the school, donated land for cemetery use, overlooked various debts, and subsidized the early churches and other development projects. Prendergast would remain in Jamestown until his death in 1846 at the age of 82. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.